Hello, friends. This week it's just me, solo podcast episode. So I know I haven't been posting the podcast episodes every week like I promised. I let down you guys. I let down myself. I let down the universe of podcasts. I don't know. I realized that I committed to once a week podcasts and I bit off more than I could chew, as they say, and I just haven't been able to completely... No, I won't say that. I almost said I haven't been able to keep up to it. And that's not true. See, that's just making an excuse, and that's not what we're about here at the Between Dreams podcast in the Just Go world. There is a way for me to do it, and I don't want to make excuses because there's no reason to ever make an excuse, but I have been very busy and I haven't had any time to do and line up interviews. And I had a little bit of a backlog of cataloged interviews recorded for such a time when I didn't have time to be making new ones. And it turns out my backlog of recorded podcast episodes was not big enough because I even ran out of those. And now I got nothing. And I know there are handfuls of you guys who and girls who listen and are expecting weekly content. And I need to apologize for not doing that. But I wanted to at least hop in here and give you guys a quick little chat, so that you can listen to me talk to myself. I wish I could talk to you guys. This is what we need to do. Okay, this is just going to turn into my thoughts right now. We need to figure out how to record this live so you guys can call in. Would you guys be interested in that if we could do some sort of live, maybe like a Facebook Live or Instagram Live or a YouTube Live? Live broadcast when I interview my people, and then you could ask them questions. They can talk directly to you, and then, of course, it would still be released as a traditional podcast that you can download and listen to whenever. Let me know if that's something that you guys would be interested in, and I will work on that, so you can send me a message however you can find me on Instagram or Facebook or chrisrogiro.com/podcast. Click on the contact form. And, yeah, so that's about it. We've been going on... Speaking of Instagram, we've been going on Instagram Live just about every day, so you should go add me on Instagram. My username is @onemanvariety, spelled out, one man variety, no spaces or anything. You can't put spaces in a username. Come on. That's like when people give their email address and they're like, this, no spaces. I'm like, yeah, I know, because you can't put a space in an email, just like you can't put a space in an Instagram username. So there's no spaces, because I can't. You can't do it. You can put underscore, but then you look dumb. It looks like you ran out, that your username was already taken, so you had to add an underscore. Okay, this is kind of, this is probably really, I was going to say this is probably... Nope, not going to say it. Not going to say it. I just punked you guys. I started. That's like the worst thing you could ever do. Start saying something. I'm like, no, never mind. And then people are really angry at you because they think you were going to say something intelligent when really you just stopped yourself because you were going to say something stupid. And I'm going to see if I can record this without having any edits. That's why I'm rambling. But I did. So, yeah, come over to Instagram. Add me, One Man Variety. We go on Instagram Live just about every day. We're building up a nice little community over there. People, it's getting real. We're talking real. People are coming in there with fun things that they're up to. And even, I don't want to say this is even cooler, but there is a cool aspect of it. A lot of people are coming in there with some of the things that they're struggling with, you know, challenges that they're having. And they're sharing, they're like, hey, today was a rough day, I had to do this, or whatever, and then there's like this community of people that are supporting them and saying, hey, it's alright, you know, feel better, you rock, this is awesome, and we got a little world of people that are hanging out and being nice and friendly to each other, and I think that's awesome. So if you want to be part of that, You don't need, I mean, it's not just us there complaining and having bad days, but it's there if you need it. If you want to vent about something, come on over. We'll listen and we'll make you feel better because we make people feel better because everyone needs to feel better sometimes. The one thing that I kind of wanted to go into this, the theme of this was, came from the other night, a few people were like saying that they just didn't really know what to do when, and like with, I don't know if it's like with their life, if they were just bored or something, or they're feeling a little down about life or whatever. And it's so easy to see everyone as their ideal Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat version of themselves, where it's that one moment of the day that they're doing something awesome and then they talk about it. And it's like, that's easy. It's easy to have one awesome moment every day. And most people do. If you take every day and you take a photograph of the coolest thing you do every day, your life is going to look incredible on Instagram. And your life probably is pretty incredible. But I bet there are times in your life that you don't feel so good. You feel a little down, feel a little depressed, feel a little stressed out, because that's how it goes. And I don't know. My job isn't to give you advice on how to live. But I know being in that spot of being depressed or sad or lonely is not a fun place to be. And I think that it kind of does help to know that everyone goes there. And a lot of people aren't talking about it on Instagram, but every single person that looks like they have an awesome life on Instagram feels sad and lonely and a little bit upset or depressed or something sometimes. Now, for me, the best thing that I can do, I don't care if you do this, and I'm not giving you advice, but I'm talking about me because I don't have a guest this week and I can only talk to myself when there's no guest. And what really tends to help when I'm in those moments of just feel like I don't know what to do, I feel like I'm stuck in this valley, and there's a big mountain on this side and there's a big mountain on this side, and I kind of just want to go to sleep. I kind of want to take a nap and then worry about it later. And then you take a nap and then you wake up. Guess where you are? Right in the same spot. In the same spot because you didn't do anything. Because I didn't do anything. I didn't get up and move. I didn't start walking. And that in symbolically and in actual real life, there's something about that. Feel like you're in a valley. Feel like you're stuck. Start moving. Take action. Make something. Go for a walk. Go for an actual walk. Go outside. Do something. That inaction leads to nothing but more inaction. And motion leads to more motion. Action, motion, whatever it is. You know, reach out to... The other day I reached out to probably 15, 20 people on Instagram to see if I can make a video for them because I'm working on producing more video content. And it was hard. It was like scary because you're putting yourself out there. I was putting myself out there. I was like, hey, I'm asking these people if I can do something for them. Like, I want to make a video for some people. I was like, and I'm putting myself out there into a position where someone else can tell me, no, I don't like what you do, and I don't want to work with you. And that sucks, because you know that there's going to be some of those people that do that. So what do a lot of us do? Sometimes I do this. Cool. There's a big payoff by putting myself out there and making things happen. But on the other side of that, there's a big risk because someone could say, hey, you're an idiot. Well, I don't know. I don't want to. No, we can't make a video. Your videos suck. And I don't want to have my name associated with you. That's what in my mind, I think people could maybe say that. So I was like, but I want to do this. I'm like, I want to be out making cool videos with people. So I reached out to all these people, and it's like, you almost get nervous. Even if it's just an email, like send an email And then they would respond, and I'm like, oh no, I'm thinking back. Oh no, what is this? Are they going to say this is terrible? And then I realized there was something very interesting in that they all said, yeah, your stuff looks awesome, and I would love to put something together and work with you. And I realized this crazy thing of that it was almost scarier when they said yes and they were pumped and they were like, yeah, let's make something, let's do something. And I'm like, why am I nervous that people are saying yes now? And I realize it's because they're saying, I'm in that valley, maybe, and they're saying, yeah, let's do it, but they're on the top of the mountain. If I want to get up there and make videos and make cool stuff, make podcasts and be out performing and doing cool stuff, I can't hang out in the valley. Everyone's hanging out on top of the mountain. They're saying, let's go. What are you doing down there? Let's do it. But that means I got to start climbing up the mountain. So I realized that in a way, not afraid of people saying no. That's fine. That's easy. Then you're like, cool, I tried. Cool, they said no. People say no is easy. That's easy stuff. What's hard is being good and successful. So, but if that's where we want to go, that's where we want to go. We want to be rocking out on the top of that mountain, having a party. You got to climb up that mountain. You got to send the email. I got to keep sending the emails. I got to keep saying yes. I got to get excited. I got to tell, you know, hey, let's make this sweet video. You do awesome stuff. I want to highlight you. I want to show you off to the world. I want to tell your story. That's what I want to do right now. I want to share people's story to get other people motivated and inspired. But I got to get out there and do it. And I realized that too many times, it's probably the reason why there hasn't been a weekly podcast episode, because that's hard. I got to email people, I got to find guests, and then I got to line up interviews, and I got to edit the stuff. And it's easier just to be like, come up with an excuse. I was too busy. It's not going to be a podcast episode this week. Was I too busy? No, probably not. I had 2 hours somewhere that I could have done it, but I didn't because I was too comfortable in the valley, sleeping. But not anymore. We're rocking. We're climbing. So I think what it comes down to for me here, and by the way, I'm not editing any of this. This is going to be a real life. It looks like we're about 12 minutes in, maybe. I don't know. Who cares? What this thing is, and I guess organically always comes back to this for me, is the book is called Just Go. And there's a lot of power in those two simple words, because it's telling a whole lot more of a story than two words. It's telling me, in Just Go, inside of those two words means stop listening to the excuses that you're telling yourself. Stop listening to the excuses other people are telling you. Eliminate that fear of rejection. Eliminate maybe that fear of success. We're comfortable. If we've been struggling our entire life, that's at least we know what it's like. Say, whoa, what if I make tons of, like, what if my life changes? People are like, people change when they find success. So we're like, no, I don't want to do that. So it's not that bad. I'll stay here. No, right here is not good. Right here might be okay. You need to be content with it as well. But I know we can all be doing just a little bit better. We can all be have you know, a little bit more impact, positive impact on the world. And that doesn't happen by doing nothing. That happens by doing something. It doesn't matter what it is. Go for a walk. Say hi to that lady that's walking down the street. No one might have said hi to her this week. You just changed that world. Maybe helped her climb up on top of her mountain, gave her inspiration. Say hi, smile, Email somebody. Email two people today. This week, see if you can email one person every day that you didn't think about, that you normally wouldn't have. Or text somebody. Or just say hello. Or reach out to somebody for a business idea or collaboration or whatever. I don't know. Do whatever you want. Just do something. And that is going to be all for me. This episode is just a little bounce in to say hello and share some of my thoughts right now. And I'll probably end up deleting it because, when the next one comes up, just so I'd like to keep these shows as interview shows. But I wanted to say hello, bounce in. Thank you guys so much for listening to this, especially this one. I wasn't sure where it was going to go. I just wanted to see where it went with my thoughts. And hopefully there's something in here that is valuable for you to listen to and hear and be, inspired, motivated. We'll be back soon with more episodes with guests. I will be working hard to fill this calendar up with weekly shows with guests, amazing guests. I'm working on it. I ran out of friends, guys. That's the problem. I ran out of friends. I asked all my friends to be on the podcast, and I ran out of friends. So now, I gotta make new friends. I gotta get out there and do stuff. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make some more cool stuff for you guys. And, I hope you guys go out and make something. If you feel like you're stuck, do something. It doesn't matter what it is, do something. Maybe record a podcast and you can delete it afterwards. Just do it. Just do something. Make a drawing. Throw it in the garbage after it's done. Or take a photo of it and post it online or whatever. I don't know. Just do something. I think for me, that always seems to help. If I get out and do something, if I'm busy, I can't be bored. And if I'm busy, I realize, like, cool, I'm working, there's momentum flowing, and things happen. Things happen when things happen. Get the ball rolling! That's physics. Object in motion stays in motion. Be in motion, keep flowing, and pick up momentum, keep on rocking. All right, guys, thanks so much. Head over to Instagram and hang out with us. We're there, One Man Variety. Buy the book. Go to Amazon. Type my name, Chris Ruggiero. Just go. If you don't have the book yet, buy the book. And what else? The quote book is there, too. If you go to Amazon, it's called Quotes Worth Thinking About. It's kind of just inspirational quotes. If you like coffee table books and don't like reading more than one paragraph per page, read quotes. And that would be sweet. New YouTube videos probably coming soon. I don't know. Maybe. You never know. If you want to find out for sure, subscribe on YouTube. Type my name in YouTube, Chris Ruggiero. You'll find it. And, cool. Okay, guys. Thanks, and girls. Thanks for listening. I'm going to post this and, come back at you with more interviews with amazing people soon. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.